What was it about the election that made you decide to have community meetings?
It was the feedback we were getting from the community about the fears that were being voiced in the immigrant community.
What kind of fears?
Children afraid to go to school, parents afraid to go to work, fear that ICE would be at their door tomorrow to deport them, whether they had status or didn't. We heard also from non-immigrant children who were scared and afraid for their peers and their friends.
When you hear fears like this, what are you telling people?
The first thing is that we don't know what's going to happen and that nothing has changed yet. The law has not changed. Your rights have not changed. There is a lot of unknown, which makes any person nervous. Being unsettled and unsure creates anxiety for anybody. And talking to them about managing that, as well as knowing that nothing has changed right now, and that as we know more, we will help educate and support whoever we can, however we can.
What is it about the incoming administration's approach to immigration that is most unsettling to you?
My biggest concern as a lawyer is the expansion of certain enforcement activities that don't adhere to our normal Fourth Amendment and other constitutional policies. One example would be we have a policy called expedited removal, where enforcement officers can remove someone without a court proceeding or without any implementation of their due process rights. And that is my biggest concern, is that that would be expanded. Our immigration court system is already overloaded. So this discussion about deporting 11 million people or whatever hyperbole you may refer to is unrealistic because our courts already have an 800,000 case backlog. So my thought goes to, okay, well, how are they going to get around that if they can't put them in immigration court proceedings? Also, our detention facilities are full. These, of course, are private run facilities, so there is some money to be made should they decide to build more detention facilities. But in the short term, they don't have a place to house a majority of the people they want to deport, or at least have said that they want to deport. So my concern is that they'll do more with the expedited removal, which is where they expand the capacity to immediately deport someone without a due process and without detention or court.
Going back to these community meetings, tonight, it seemed as though it was simply a way to help immigrants deal with the police should they be pulled over. Is that sort of the goal of these meetings?
No, the goal of the meetings is really to hear the concerns of the community and help them get the information they need to deal with it. And at our last community meeting, there was a lot of discussion about police enforcement and how the police would be interacting with the immigrant community. And there was some people that expressed concerns about prior police engagement with immigrants. And so we thought it was appropriate to, as quickly as possible, get out the Know Your Rights information and also use that as a way for people who may not be concerned about having their rights violated to remind them that these are the things you can document and record so that we're all sending the same message of what's important to us in our community.
There seemed to be some skepticism about certain law enforcement saying, you know, this isn't going to happen in this community. We want people to feel safe. Why do you think that skepticism exists in this area?
There's a lot of people that mistrust the police for a variety of reasons because they see them as an agency with power that may or may not use it correctly. I do know there have been past experiences of collaboration between local law enforcement agencies and the ICE office, and I think that has certainly engendered additional fear. If you know that you're going to get pulled over for a traffic stop, but maybe ICE is going to show up too, or maybe someone's coming to your house to ask you about a criminal matter, but ICE is there too, or you go to school, or you have any other kind of encounter with a law enforcement officer, and you never quite know whether that also means you're going to have an encounter with ICE, is hard to rebuild trust after. The dilemma, of course, is that ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is the law enforcement arm, essentially, of the Department of Homeland Security when it comes to immigration issues, and our police departments have similar goals, right? It's to protect us and to keep our communities safer. There's just a different policy sometimes about why they're doing what they're doing. And as a community member, I want our local law enforcement to have the trust of the community so that anyone can call if there's something wrong, and knowing that the police will come and take care of it without the threat of some other issue arising. You know, I also understand that there's times when ICE has information about criminals and they want to find that criminal. I just think that for purposes of the trust, they need to be separated.